Hi, you're on the Blake and Eva show.
Hi, good morning.
We were talking about this this crazy situation. The woman who's got, she's polyamorous and she's got four guys who she lives with. They're all young. They're like between like 20 and 23. It's crazy. So she was very quick
first,
at
first of all, hats off to her.
I know. Accumulating her men. She's very quick. But she, so she's going to have this baby now, and the baby is going to be raised by the one mom and the four dads. And we thought, okay, well, that's a different situation because it's polyamorous and it's, you know, it's not what we think of when we think of a traditional relationship. But there must be people listening who have more than four dads, or, well, not more than four. That would, do you know someone who had four dads?
I do.
Really?
Yes. My best friend, she was born out of wedlock many years ago.
Okay, so that's dad number one, right?
Right, never knew her biological dad.
Okay.
Until, like, 5 years ago. Anyway,
right,
that doesn't matter. And then her mom married a man,
right,
and he adopted her, and she changed her last name, and that was her dad for a while.
Uh-huh.
A couple of years, 5 years, something like that. Then they got divorced, and she married another dad, another guy. That guy adopted her.
That's three, right?
Her name.
Mm-hmm.
This is three.
I'm just trying to keep track.
Right? Yeah. Well, mom's been busy, obviously.
Yeah.
And then that father died, and she married his cousin, and that became, he never adopted her because she was too old at that point, but still has relationships with all of these dads.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot to take care of, don't you think?
Yeah, that's Christmas is, you got a long list.
Right?
Right?
Father's Day. What do you do? Father's Day.
Yeah.
I guess you need to send gifts. You can't spend it with all four.
And what do you call them all?
Well, if one of them passed away. And then the biological one, she only reconnected with like a few years ago.
Right, right. So that's kind of even a new relationship. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's all kind of crazy. But it's Maine.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Father, like, that's true. Well, but you know how, like, on Christmas, sometimes if we have different families, and especially if someone got divorced and there's kids, and there's, you know, you got to kind of coordinate who's going to go where when.
Right.
That's same for her, but on Father's Day.
Right.
Yeah. She does a really good job of maintaining it all, though.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Right.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. I got a text from my friend Hilda. Now, Hilda. Oh, and Crystal says she has four dads, too. Hold on, Crystal. Hilda's got, well, I've always known her as having lesbian moms.
Right.
But it wasn't originally that way. So she's got three dads, if you include the biological dad, and two moms. So
five.
So three dads and two moms.
Wow.
Yeah. Crystal, wait a minute. Go ahead. You have how many?
Okay. Well, I have four dads.
You do?
I do.
Okay, so how does
explain
that go? Yeah.
Well, my mom got pregnant and didn't know who the dad was, so she got married to somebody and thought he was a dad. Well, he wasn't the dad, it turns out. So then 2 years later, she got married again, and he took me on as his own. And then about 10 years after that, she got married again, and then she got married again through an online dating site like in the late 90s.
So wait a minute. So the biological dad is dad number one.
Well, no, I don't think he's not the biological dad. That's the thing.
Is anybody the biological
dad? So you may actually have five?
Well, yeah. I mean, she told me who the biological dad was, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. So she decided to marry somebody else and I guess convince him that maybe he was the biological dad. Well, they did a DNA test, and guess what? He was not.
Wait, so that's two dads so far.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I guess there's three more after that. So I guess, yes, I have five dads.
Wow. It's it's kind of interesting when you call a radio station and discover you have a fifth father.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been stranger things, I suppose.
I feel kind of like Maury right now.
Right. Meet your fifth dad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there it is. That's my story.
Hey, number two.
You are not the father.
Wow. All right, Crystal, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, wait, you know what? Before, are they all still in your life or really, or just the most recent one?
Actually, I guess now that you pointed out, I guess the third dad is the one that's kind of in my life, but I live so far away from my family that I don't talk to any of them. So,
okay.
You know, I don't get birthday cards. I don't get Christmas cards from a dad whatsoever. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's kind
of maybe a little less drama.
Wow.
Right, yeah.
Out of five dads, no cards.
Wow.
Right, yeah, I know. Isn't that horrible? No Christmas presents,
not
no
a good
nothing.
Ratio, yeah. All right, wow. Well, thanks for calling, Crystal.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for pointing out the fifth dad. All right, bye. We are
family. Hey. It's the Blake and Eva Show.